My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Certainly we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put these borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And we are putting together, we should have Mr. Connerly joining us here in just a moment. He's going to try and see if we can get Zoom to work on his phone. And if it does, that'll be great. But if it does not, then here in just a second, I'm going to give him a phone call back. And see if we'll just do it that way. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. So let me introduce him before he joins us. But he is just an icon when it comes to fighting for equality. And he has been a political activist, a businessman. He's a former member of the University of California Board of Regents. He was appointed by Pete Wilson, who was elected governor of California in 1990. He proposed eliminating race, religion, gender, color, ethnicity, and national origin as factors in the university's admission decisions. He testified before the California State Assembly saying there was a time when affirmative action had a value. There was discrimination in all sectors of California, and we needed some sort of shock treatment. The time has come to take off the training wheels. And so he campaigned for Proposition 209, a ballot initiative that just recently passed, overwhelmingly, by the way. He was the chairperson of the campaign behind California Prop 209, 1996. In 2020, voters decided in a ballot measure, Prop 16, that would have repealed 209, and he fought to make sure that it did not get repealed and won unanimously. So he is also an American, was the founder of American Civil Rights Institute, and I'm going to give him a phone call back right now because it does not look like he's able to get on in that other manner.
Hello.
Hey, all right. Welcome.
Pastor Greg?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. You sent me a new email, right?
I sent you a new email and a new link. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You still want to give those a try?
I'm looking through my 450 new emails.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, it's on your text. If you go to the text message.
Okay. It's on the text.
Yes, sir. For your phone, yes, it's here. So I'm resending a text, but the one that is on your text is the new one. And you should be able to click Join Zoom Meeting, and it should open that up for you. And it may want to disconnect it's going to disconnect the phone call. Would be my guess.
Okay, let's do that. Let's disconnect then.
Okay, you bet. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right.
All right, so he should be joining us here by Zoom then in just a moment. So he started the American Civil Rights Institute. It included Thomas L. Rose, the president of the National Review, Clint Bollock, Director of Litigation for Institute of Justice, Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform, California Senator Quinton Kopp, and they are against solving the nation's discrimination problems with race and sex preferences, but at the same time, we are nevertheless solution-oriented in favor of steps that would reach out to every individual in need of help, not just a particular class or classes. Our Constitution protects every individual and not every group. It's a difficult position that we take, but it's the right position. And so there you go. And hopefully he will be able to jump in here in just a second and join me on the Zoom call. So I was giving you in the last segment I was giving you in the last segment a biblical scriptural response to what Joe Biden said, and let me give you the scripture references to that. So Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 through 23 talks about the position and talks about calling evil good and talks about those that are essentially dragging. What needs to be understood about what Joe Biden said is that Joe Biden's speech set the table by suggesting that if you don't believe in killing babies, if you don't believe in sodomy and sodomite marriages, if you don't believe in changing children's genders, and you don't believe in this perverted agenda, then somehow you're evil. And Isaiah 5 says that woe to those that call evil good and good evil. The next set of scripture that I read was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And it's a preface that leads to this. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And sadly, that's the state of affairs that Biden suggests. And he suggests that unrighteousness is the proper way to go. And then finally, in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, talking about how the wrath of God is revealed, and ultimately saying that those who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's exactly what Biden is suggesting. So not only is he speaking to those that are engaged and involved in this behavior, but he's also speaking to those that have the access or the ability to access such behavior and go right along with it, encourage it, that are encouraging the policies in the schools, that are encouraging the perversion of the children, that are encouraging the perversion in our culture, in our society as a whole. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a new Disney film, something called Little Demon or something along that line. At any rate, it's pretty horrific. And then Netflix has now decided to reintroduce lesbian sex into a children's program, and there is pushback. Thank God, there is pushback with regards to it. But these are the kinds of things that are going on. So Joe Biden's speech said that those things are okay. Now, the good news that I closed with comes out of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, which tells us that though we used to walk in accordance with this sin. All right, I'm going to call him back because I don't want to lose all of our time together.
I am trying to find the link, and I'm not...
It's okay, so if you go to your text...
That's where I am.
All right, and then there's a text from me that says it's here. There's another one with my thumb up. Then there's your message back to me, and then there's my message to you. That next block, that's it. And if you scroll up towards the top, it says join. So it says topic, your name, with me, date and time. Then it says join Zoom meeting. Click on that link.
Okay, a meeting ID. Here I am. There it is.
There you are.
No, Wi-Fi or cellular data? No audio.
Yeah, cellular data, and then we can stay on the audio that we're on, or we can go to. We can hang up. There you go. I'm going to hang up. You should be all right. There we go. How's that? All right. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
And I hear you. Fantastic.
Modern technology.
Oh, it's lovely when it works, baby. It's lovely when it works. Well, it's great to see you. It's great to see you. I had begun this thing when I went ahead and did an introduction. We've got just a couple of minutes for our first break, and then we'll come back and have more substance to talk about. But your thoughts with regards to, I guess, really, let me get your thoughts on the president's speech. Did you watch what he had to say?
I watched snippets of it. I was in dialysis.
Ah, well, you didn't need the strain of watching what he did and dialysis both. I think that would have been just too much. Holy smokes. Well, of the snippets that you saw, what's your takeaway? The background, the coloring, the Marines, his demeanor, your thoughts?
I think that impeachment is in order. And I don't say that lightly, because I think that we've reached a point where we're too quick to pull the trigger on impeachment. But President Biden has proven that he is unfit to be president. And something's going to have to be done. If he wins, and if the Senate is held by the Democrats, as I'm believing it will, and if Pelosi is still there, which I fear as a strong possibility, we have some serious problems.
All right, hold that thought. We will be right back.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Ward Connerly, is with us. And, Ward, so we were talking about the Biden speech. You were suggesting that we've reached a place now where Joe Biden needs to be impeached. I'd like for you, if you would, to build that case for our audience. You've got your hand over the camera. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
Brother, I was persuaded that those who were against President Trump were too quick to go to the impeachment device. I felt that they abused it. But if ever there was a time where the American people, I think, would be in their rights to say, you are not doing what we thought you were going to do, what you pledged to do in your campaign, and therefore we think that you should be removed from office. If ever there was a time for that, I think now is the time. Presidents are supposed to be presidents of all the people. Joe Biden and attacking Donald Trump and his supporters is demonstrating that he is still a partisan hack, and partisan hacks should not be in office. That is not consistent with their responsibility to preside over all the people. We're supposed to respect our presidents, and I do. I respect the office of the president, if not the person. But respect is a two-way street, my friend. And if you want the people to respect you, you need to respect the people, and they need to have confidence in the fairness of your leadership. President Biden is demonstrating over and over again that he has not earned that respect from the American people, and I think that articles of impeachment ought to be presented to impeach him. Now, some will say that, well, there's only 2 years left to go. Do you realize how much damage can be done in 2 years?
Yeah.
His push for equity, his push for taxing wealth greater than has been in the past, over 400,000, despite the fact that he is also increasing taxes under 400,000 on people.
Right.
all of these things are suggesting to me that he is betraying the conditions that he represented to the American people on the third time that he ran, his push for equity. Equity is a violation of the 14th Amendment. We're all entitled to be treated equally by our government. And President Biden has created a paradigm in which Asians and whites who are not going to be in line for equity payments, for reparations, which is on his agenda, equity is going to harm two significant segments of our population for the benefit of underrepresented minorities. That is not what the president ought to be doing. That is not what the 14th Amendment and its equal protection under the law clause requires. And it's beginning to have some effects in other parts of the country. In the Oak Park School District, which is outside of Chicago, the school district there has said that they embrace the policy proposed by unions, that teachers unions, that the school district will apply a different standard to black people, black students, so that they are not punished for bad behavior. Bad for the black kids, because if ever there is a place where you ought to be teaching the message that you can live with the rules of our society, it's right in Chicago.
Right.
Rather than different standards for black kids. I am sympathetic to the concept of removing standards from academic grading, but I don't go along with the idea that you're going to overlook coming to class on time, coming to class at all.
Well, you're teaching these kids failed policy. You're teaching them how to fail in life. You're teaching them, a pattern of criminality, and you're telling them that pattern of criminality is okay. And then you're going to punish the rest of culture by turning kids loose that don't know the difference between right and wrong, Ward. It's a recipe for disaster. It's just a recipe for disaster. We're out of time here. Ward Connerly, we'll develop more of this on your next visit with us very soon. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Be with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My apologies, we didn't get the little intro playing. It was playing over one space and not playing over another. But I welcome those that are listening on Hill Country Patriot Radio to the Chosen Generation Radio Show and all of our affiliates. We welcome you to join us, and we welcome the host of the Matt Long Show, the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Matt Long. Welcome, Matt. Good to have you.
Always good to be here, Pastor Greg. Always good to be here. So, interesting thing, story came out in the last couple of days. Elon Musk has started making, I think he's talking more than he has in the past, and he said something interesting the other day, and it ties into an issue that we have been having in the Republican Party for a number of years now. And so I thought we would use this statement from Elon Musk to start our conversation today. What Elon said about the Republican Party, he said the Republican Party, there's two things the Republican Party needs to do. They need to have compassion, and he used the term for immigrants, but I'm going to say illegal aliens. Elon Musk said we need to have compassion for illegal aliens. And then the other thing is, he said, the Republican Party needs to stay out of people's bedrooms. They need to stay away from these charged social issues. And he thinks, and Elon Musk says, that we would have a successful Republican Party if we did those two things. Pastor Greg, what's your answer to that?
Well, Let's begin by understanding that Elon Musk doesn't live in the real world, folks. He doesn't live in the world that you and I live in. You know, we've heard this, I don't know how many times now, we keep hearing, hey, if the Republican Party really, and even from within the party, look, this is rhino speak, right? If the Republican Party wants to be successful, then the Republican Party needs to expand its tent. And so my response to that is this. When their world's crashing down around them, they want to run underneath our tent. We don't need to expand the tent. What they need to do is learn how to build tents like ours, okay? They need to learn how to build a capitalist tent. They need to learn how to build a tent that puts God first, God-fearing people, that teaches morals, that teaches personal responsibility, that has policies that include you earn and you work for what you get, that has policies that include a secured border, policies that include a school system that teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic and critical thinking, and not one that teaches emotions and how you feel about it, and that there's no such thing as absolute truth, and show up when you want, and don't show up when you don't want, and oh, by the way, forget about the fact that you were turned into, created a boy or created a girl, you can be whatever you want to dress up and be, and we're even going to go ahead and cut away body parts to turn you into that, okay? The next thing you know, I mean, you've got kids that are running around out there that think they're cats. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to sew a tail on them and put and give them pointy ears?
It is kind of getting to that point, isn't it? You know, we use the tent analogy quite often because it goes back historically, and that would be the circus and political rallies and revivals, tent revivals, where you would bring the tent in. And you know, maybe a lot of people today, especially the younger ones, don't understand the concept of a tent. And if you think about the circus, and just say the three-ring circus, there were three poles in the very center of that, and there was a ring around each pole, and then the awning, the covering, goes out. I know I'm making this sound very simplistic, but then out on the outside were also shorter and smaller poles that everything held up together. To me, when I think of the big tent analogy, I have to think about those pillars, those poles, what holds them up. And to me, in this analogy, those are the principles that hold up the party. And what if you don't have strong principles that you stand by, if your principles are changeable, if you can have a different value or a principle today than you had 2 years ago for whatever reason, then your poles, what's holding up your tent, is not going to be very strong, and it is going to collapse on you. What does the Republican Party, do they need more awning, or do they need more tent poles, Pastor Craig?
Well, I think what they need to do is they need to stand by the polls that those of us that have been ingrained and involved in what those platforms look like have said and have stated for years we want them to look like. Look, the reality here is that we've got a two-party system that has turned into a uniparty. And that uniparty situation is a absolute roadmap to disaster. And that's what Elon Musk is saying. It may not be what he articulates, and it may not even be wholly what he means. I'd love for him to really have a sit down and have a bit of a debate over this idea. But the reality is that the platform of the Republican Party is God, family, and country. And then you can expand upon God with morality, the rule of law, the rule of nature's God, those laws that exist in that. Family is a husband, a wife, and children. It's traditional family values. It's time for parents and parents teaching their kids virtue and teaching their kids what's important in life and what matters. And the school system falls into that, but it's the family guiding the student as to making sure what it is that they're being given. And then finally, it's your country. And you know, it's interesting, Whitfield, I believe it was, there's a speech that he gave. He was asked to come and give a commencement speech. And one of the things that he talks about in that commencement speech is the responsibility of the school to raise up good citizens that are going to take responsibility for their community. It's critically important that we raise those kinds of people up. And I know one of the other things we just want to get in here, too, and that has to do with the morality and his saying, you know, we need to stay out of people's bedrooms. Well, my response to that is this. When the people who are doing what they're doing in their bedrooms stay out of the classrooms, then we'll stay out of their bedrooms. But as long as you're going to keep bringing your perversion and trying to turn my child into some kind of a sex victim because of your perverted ideas, you know what? We're going to have problems.
You know, for years, the other side, the leftists, would tell us, stay out of our bedroom, stay out of our bedroom. And I think we did a pretty good job of staying out of their bedroom. I mean, over the years, we... You know, we finally, whether you agree with this or not, but all the laws on the books against boys, men marrying men and women marrying women, all those things have gone away. We've done a pretty good job of staying out of their bedroom. And now it seems like, and I think you just said it really well, now it seems like all of a sudden they're flipping it. It's like it seems to be the only thing that they want to talk about is their bedroom. And this just seems so bizarre to me that we have come to this point where that is, seems to be all they are talking about. And yet they're the ones who always said, stay out of my bedroom.
Well, but Matt, you know, we've been talking about this. You and I have been talking about this for a long time. I've talked about this for years and years. I fought this fight in California with the Prop 208 and trying to make sure that California had a constitutional amendment that said that marriage is between a man and a woman. I know that battle was fought right here in Texas, and Texans voted overwhelmingly to make a constitutional amendment that said marriage is between a man and a woman. And why is that? Because there's an understanding. If you're going to make sodomy the law of the land, then you're going to have to teach children how to sodomize. There's no other way around it. You're going to have to teach it in sex education. You're going to have to teach it to children, and you're going to start reading it into their books. And I may have told this story before, but years and years ago, my daughter, Colin, who many of your listeners know because she traveled with me and she was very actively involved with the Ignite the Fire and what have you, you know, she was involved in first grade. One of her first grade readers was something called Entango Makes Three. It was two male penguins that were gonna hatch an egg and create a family. And this was in her first grade class as a first grade reader out in California many, many years ago. And we had that book removed. But they've been doing this for a long time, Matt.
Losing, you know, all I can think of are some of the evil places in the Bible where God just finally said, I've had it, and we're just not going to do this anymore. And it's very scary to all of us what's going on right now. And it also just seems like all of a sudden those of us who believe in men and women and marriage and those things, it's all of a sudden we have become a minority. I don't think we have become a minority, but it appears that we have become a minority. Do you have any explanation on that, Pastor Greg?
Well, just a final thought on that, and that is this. You know, bear in mind, folks, that, you know, we sit here And right now, the statistics are indicating this. The statistics are that 40%.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to bring back Ward Connerly. We were having a conversation, and I really appreciate, by the way, Matt Long and them having me join them and bringing our programs together. We've been doing that for years and years. We were doing that with Matt before he even had his own show, and always enjoyed that conversation. But Ward was with us, and we were talking about what was happening and the indoctrination that's going on, and young people, and in particular in North Park, Illinois, where they're saying that black students are going to have a different set of rules than white or Asian students, and the potential damage that that does to civil order, to society as a whole. So, Ward, go ahead and continue with that thought, if you would, please, sir.
Well, I also want to bring new emphasis to this whole equity stuff. In Minneapolis, the teachers union there has pushed for and negotiated successfully a labor agreement that says if you have to lay off people, which is a, even with the teacher shortage now, there is a possibility of occurring in Minneapolis, you lay off the non-underrepresented minorities first. That means white. Now, the problem we have is that white folks don't rise to their own defense, and people like me are sometimes reluctant. I'm not reluctant to defend the principle of equality, but there are those who are, Pastor. And it's because of the white supremacy stuff. And when you say that white supremacy still exists, which it doesn't, and you go for policies centered around that, which President Biden is doing with a vengeance, you suppress whites from entering the battle. In California, we're looking at, the legislature's looking at reparations to the descendants of slaves. Do the arithmetic. Slavery ended in 1863. Not one white has said, wait a minute, I didn't pay for, I didn't do anything about slaves. I didn't have any slaves in California. California was a free state. So why are we looking at the descendants of slavery as the vehicle to give reparations in California in 2022? So my concern is that equity is the vehicle that is destroying our society, and it's going to get a lot worse. And those who are Asian are going to have to fight this in college admissions, and whites are going to have to fight it in a lot of other segments. And get off your fannies and stop being afraid to enter the battlefield on this issue.
Well, I think the fear is, like you said, you know, if I suggest that it is not right for someone who is black to get a job that I apply for simply because they're black, oh, now I'm a racist. Just for simply making that statement, for making that assertion, that makes me a racist.
It's not a free ride for me either, brother, because Uncle Tom is always a ready weapon for these people.
Well, and by the same token, you know, when I say, hey, you know, you're teaching black kids in school then that there are no rules for them. You're teaching them that it's okay to break the rules. And so they go out and they go to stores and they steal. And, hey, not a problem. And I'm not saying that white kids don't go out and steal. But do you see what just happened right there? Do you see what just happened right there? I did it, even if it was subconscious. I tabled what I said about black youth going out and stealing by adding in, oh, by the way, I know that white kids do it too. That's exactly what you're talking about. And I tabled it, and I'm pointing this out, folks, so you understand what it is that Ward's talking about. I don't need to say that. What I need to say is you know what? These black youth need to stop going into stores and stealing, period. End of story. It needs to stop.
That's right. You're right. It has an effect of suppressing our discussion of the real facts.
Yeah.
We have, among black citizens, there is a serious problem of crime. And that is what we need to be discussing rather than inoculating ourselves from criticism by saying, oh, but others do it too. Others do it as well. But right now, let's focus on the problem of our black students, of black crime. Get that taken care of. And then that doesn't mean we overlook the others, but deal with the problems without fear. And we, this equity stuff which is not motivated to provide benefits to whites or Asians. It's to try to make up for the days of slavery and Jim Crow. Well, I believe that that's history. We can't unring the bell. But we're doing a lot of damage with this equity stuff, and it's going to get worse. It is now, they're beginning to gallop ahead with that.
Warden, and I would suggest that some of this isn't even about, you know, oh, we want to make up for Jim Crow. Give me a break. If the Democrats really wanted to make up for Jim Crow, they'd stop funding abortion clinics that are killing black children. 61% of black children are murdered in the womb. The most dangerous place for a black American in America is in the womb of their mother. So don't tell me this isn't about Jim Crow. This isn't about making up for something that happened in the past. That's all a facade. This is about division. This is about we can't control unless we can control population by dividing them and making them hate one another. We've got to create hate. We've got to create chaos. We've got to create violence on the streets. And that's the only way for us to control and take control of what happens.
You're right. You're right. And that's what they're doing.
100%. 100%. That's really what it's all about. And I know that there are good intentions with the desire, and I believe in the desire, you know, that we need to address the issues. As you said, there's a problem with crime in black neighborhoods, let's fix it. If there's a problem with crime in Hispanic neighborhoods, let's fix it. If there's a problem with crime in white neighborhoods, let's fix it. But it doesn't really matter. The color label's not the issue. The issue is wherever the crime is, there's a people that are having difficulty with crime, and we need to address those issues.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of inner city communities where on the day that the Social Security check comes in is one of the most unsafe days
for
that
seniors.
Year.
Yep.
And
yep.
Elderly black people can't go to the store. They can't, I won't say Walmart because typically there is no Walmart in those neighborhoods, but they can't go down to the, and that's another problem, by the way.
Yeah.
People are paying more for goods and services because there are not facilities there to service them. Well, there aren't facilities there because the proprietors fear the cost of doing business there.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why if we got rid of the crime, reduce the crime, we expand services to those underserved communities, it's a win-win for everybody all the way around. But we have to stop being afraid to discuss the issue.
Amen.
I get hammered by my opponents as a man with a lot of melanin. More than you do, Pastor. I get hammered by these folks for being a sellout, but that hasn't deterred me. And whites now have to rally and start saying, this is about the cause. It isn't about black and white. It's about what kind of a nation that we want to have. And you can't have a healthy nation when you start dividing people this way.
Amen. We got to jump out. God bless you, Ward, for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be back with more tomorrow here on Chosen Generation Radio.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.